Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Champagne. Would you like a drink of my champagne?
It has instructions on it. Makes me really happy.
Tip I love bottle.
What?
What?
I have to read. What?
I did not Andre!
Hello and welcome to episode 230 of the TagCast podcast.
I thought you fell asleep for a second.
Officially number episode 66, if you're keeping track of such things. Welcome to Monday before Halloween.
We're almost one-third to 100.
I know, we are. Two-thirds.
Well, once we get... That's right. I'm retarded, and my name is Terry Guile. Welcome to the show, everybody. It must be Monday. It feels like Monday, and it really isn't, but it is.
66, do you believe that?
That must be like 70, 80 hours worth of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I would believe.
Nonsensical babbling. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we locked Josh and Seth in the closet.
All,
no
all
way, that was garage.
Yeah, trapped in the garage. Closet.
Well,
come out, you guys.
We did just have kidding. To lock him in the.
Are we John Travolta? And Tyler
We talked about him being possibly gay.
I get to be Tyler Perry.
And our guest at the time said, "No, don't talk about John Travolta. You'll get sued for that shit."
Yeah, yeah.
He was all serious too.
He was worried for us.
Strange.
He was worried for us.
So thanks for being here again, guys. We're going to focus more on Josh. So we got Josh Finch and our special guest Seth Milstein. What do you guys think about Tyler Perry taking on an action role?
I heard it was horrible.
Alex Cross.
Dresser.
I am still mad that
this is a thing that's happening?
Yeah. Oh, it's a real movie.
Yeah,
it's out.
A movie that just came out
way.
This weekend.
No way.
It's Alex Cross.
Tell me more. I have no idea.
Cross Dresser.
That's what I swear, dude. It's called Alex Cross Dresser.
No. 25 lighters on my Cross Dresser. No, but he's supposed to be serious in it. He's got like a really tough looking haircut and like
he's an
goatee
action star
and he's all reliably stuff, but I don't know anything about it. I just been hearing people give
a
shit.
I think what happened is he was sitting on his couch one day in his on his estate and he was like, "Why am I not Denzel Washington? Look at all this money I have.
Yeah,
I should be Denzel Washington."
You know, he's been trying to get that action thing forever, probably, though, right?
Well, his demographic likes action movies too. I think he's cornered the demographic of every African American.
Yeah,
in the world.
I was just going to say.
What are you trying to say?
That all the people that go to all of his movies would go to his movie no matter if it was Crossdresser or
I'm
not.
I'm pretty sure that I actually don't know what Tyler Perry looks like. I know what Madea looks like.
Have you seen Star Trek?
But I had never seen him unlike.
Yeah, facial hair.
That's LeVar Burton.
No.
The J.J. Abrams version.
That always reminds me of Gabe Dinger.
Anytime
LeVar Burton. If anybody's familiar with Game Digger, you'll know what I mean.
Anytime there's Indian in the Cupboard makes a movie, I go and support it.
The Indian in the Cupboard.
All one time.
I did watch it in the theater, too.
Wow.
Baked off my ass.
As any good Indian would.
Yeah.
So before this song gets over, more karma to burn, because I haven't found any other songs that have the numbers past 30 in them. We could have played 30 Seconds to Mars. But thank God I didn't do that, right?
Who told Jared Leto
the intro
could be in
a
band?
The 30 Rock
who
TV
did that?
Show.
I don't know. Who told Jared Leto he could be in a
and
band?
And it's not that his band is awful. It's just that
they're not good.
They're not good.
No, this is what I think about a lot of
it. If I have to pick between the, what is it, The Kill and Requiem for a Dream, I think there's an obvious choice to be
yes,
made.
Yes, there is.
I'm just saying.
Are they as good or better than Dog Star?
Oh.
I think they're better.
They're probably better. Well, it doesn't take much.
I think Keanu Reeves is the worst bass player in the entire game.
I have a funny story about
that. No, Keanu Reeves is the Meg White of bass.
Yeah.
with less boom.
You mean somebody has to stare at him to keep the time?
Yeah.
A friend of mine worked at a venue in Columbus, Ohio, and Dogstar played at the venue, and he went up to the band after their show, and he was like, hey, just throwing this out there, if you're interested, a friend of mine's having a house party, you guys are more than welcome to come. Keanu Reeves shows up at the house party, and as soon as he walks in, the guy who like lived in the house looks at him and just goes, Utah, give me two. And Keanu Reeves thought it was hilarious, and then he went and got a beer, and then every time that guy locked eyes with Keanu, he would say, you dog, give me two! And eventually, he just like rolled his eyes and fucking put his beer down on the table and walked out.
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah, I was like, you could have been cool.
Give me two.
I don't know if it would have been cool to hang out. That's probably the coolest version of that story.
Awesome.
Do you guys believe in the rights of the criminals and in jails as far as like hygiene?
That they should be allowed to take showers?
To what extent?
Since floss. Most of them are there.
Oh, I saw that. Do you think the prisoners should be allowed to use dental floss?
I don't think it's about rights, really. I think it's about fixing the damage to their body. If they don't floss, is way more expensive than buying those fuckers floss.
Yeah.
You know what? What if they hang themselves? The floss.
With the
or murder somebody with the floss.
Woven floss that breaks really easily.
We have those little things now.
Plaques.
The plaques.
The plaques. But then they could make those into a shiv.
Buy them
really
all
hard.
A water pick.
Dude, that is a shiv already. That's a pre-made shiv.
They could just snip the end. They can make prison versions.
I mean, you can melt down a...
Slackers could make money off of selling that.
Off of slackers.
What if they just...
We should... No, instead of making license plates, they should make the prison versions of the slackers.
That you can't melt down and make into a knife like you do with a toothbrush.
I mean, argue that most people in prisons wouldn't floss anyway because those people aren't exactly made out of good habits.
I took that a totally different way. I thought most people in prison weren't going to kill other prisoners.
No, I think they would. Most of them would.
What if they just employed every prison, trained somebody with some sort of a dental training, so daily they could just come in and get just like sprayed down on their teeth? Big old pressure water pick.
Yeah, get the water pick from
now,
hell.
Do prisoners get afforded dental care? Like... cavities filled, root canals.
They have to get that size. Okay. Yeah, it's inhumane.
So his point is pretty valid, saying if they don't floss...
Pain and suffering issue is what they're bringing it up as.
You know what?
Well, because you can't bring it up as an expensive issue that
the
makes us sound like dicks.
The way to go with this is obviously to just remove every prisoner's teeth.
Yeah.
There you go.
That should be part of the punishment.
The Amish do that to their kids.
They remove... We were talking about that on Wednesday.
Yeah, they pull out their teeth when they're young.
I feel like
that's
not a thing that's true.
No,
it is.
Dude, the Learning
Our
Channel.
Our podcast is informative.
The Learning Channel, dude.
I feel like that. I was thinking.
I've watched The Devil's Playground, and they did not mention anything about that.
I thought you were going to say that it's not right.
Have you guys seen that show Breaking Bad?
Yes.
It's
this
fiction.
Show is called Breaking Amish.
Oh yeah,
and it brings
it's
Amish
on the Learning Channel.
No, it's pretty intense though, because like by the third episode, they still have to disappear a body.
No, but they move him to New York. They put him right into the heart of Times Square.
Uh-huh.
They've raised Amish, and they're just like,
yeah. Oh yeah, it's, what's that called? It's
breaking Amish.
Well, no, not the show.
Oh, sorry.
There's a thing. There's a name for that period in the life of a young Amish person where you
Rumspinna.
Thank you, Rumspinna.
That's what the yeah. It's a documentary called Devil's Playground.
See this, yeah. You guys? And they didn't say anything
really
about pulling their teeth.
No. Never said
where did you get your information from, son?
South Park.
They said that it's
well, there is a rum.
It's in the 90th percentile.
Was it South Park?
Something
no,
percent of them
Breaking
go
Amish.
To the face.
Yeah. Well, it's just
so
like,
they said that on Breaking Amish.
It's just like any very
I'm
restrictive
not
upbringing
or
very like small town. Like you get out, you experience
some
something else, and for the most part, most people are more comfortable going back to what they came from. Then,
but
they,
the most of the time they are shut.
Something new.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like some of them become like get into meth and shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Midwest
yeah.
I just
yeah.
like
there
to say
there was, when I lived in Indiana, there was
corn
a,
meth.
There was a there was a news story about they pulled over an erratically driving carriage, and it was a 16-year-old kid who had over a kilo of coke in his carriage with him.
Nice.
And there's no glove compartment in a carriage. So.
Was it erratic and fast?
So this was
no,
after...
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it couldn't have been that fast. But,
well, yeah.
But yeah, like, no, it was the middle of the night, 2 a.m, weaving
right.
back and forth all across the
maybe
road.
The horse
I wonder
was,
how that
maybe the horse
now.
Was drunk.
Just like, initially, you pull over this kid... And he really wants to talk about your upbringing and how you feel about religion now and how you became an officer.
I just heard a new word and I want to say it.
What is it?
Rumspinna.
Rumspinna!
It might be Rumspringa.
Springa?
I have all of the information in the world.
It just sounds like someone who gets really drunk on rum.
A rum spinner. I feel
dude,
it's a person who makes rum.
I'm a Rumspringa.
On their loom.
Uh-huh. What do? I spin rum.
Spin rum.
So, you know,
I've been trying to spin gold. Only worked out rum.
Have you
not
ever been to
lucrative.
A corn maze?
I
of course.
I've been to the corn maze. And
I've never been. Is that an of course question?
That's amazing. Have you ever been?
It's Rumspringa.
Rumspringa. That's a drunk Jerry
with
Springer.
An A. Like, are you being all gangsta?
Dark Rumspringa.
It's
or
an
is it Rumspringer?
Does it have an apostrophe at the end?
It's in the Amish language. They have their own language.
Yeah, but it's not Rum
is it
Springer.
Called Amish?
It's Rum Springa.
It's Springa.
Okay.
What's the
okay.
The language is just called Amish?
No, there's another.
Amish.
I used to see it a
Amish.
Lot.
I forget what it is, but they talk a lot of it
sometimes,
in the movie. And it's yeah. It's like a variation of that.
They talk a lot of it.
Sometimes you see the Amish people on Jerry Springa.
Oh.
Jerry Rumspringa.
No, I think you've made that different versions of that joke for the past 4 minutes.
Springer.
I said that word and you have just been
Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer.
Fantastic Steve episode.
So
of Jerry
going back
Springer.
To the corn maze, though, why don't they have weed mazes now that you see more weed crops being open?
It'd probably have
growing.
To be a hemp maze, but.
Yeah.
Hemp maze.
Why don't they have for people
do,
like you? Why don't they have
harvest.
Mazes?
I don't want to default to just the because it's illegal. But,
well, no, but I mean, you know, because it's becoming more accepted. All right, so I guess maybe the better question is, as it becomes more accepted, do you think people will have weed mazes?
Well, here's
it is
my
kind
thing.
Of
when you say
time,
weed,
right?
When do you say weed maze? Do you mean a maze in a weed crop, or do you mean like a mouse trying to find the cheese at the other end of the maze?
No.
But the cheese is very obviously weed.
Maybe that would be part of it. Is as you're going
when you
through
get to
the
end,
maze,
when you get to the end, you get a dime bag.
As you go through the maze and you get to like different breeds of weed.
You said brie, and I'm back on cheese again. I'm sorry.
And then you got like samples right there, you know, and
of
then,
weed.
And then you just get completely lost in the maze.
Can I just say that I love the way your brain works?
And while we're on the subject, be sure to vote yes on Measure 80, and then you could have a weed maze of 6 plants in your backyard. But that wouldn't make a very big maze.
Depends on how big they got.
You'd have to have a big commune of a lot, like 50 people.
Oh, man. Like, is that going to go on if that goes through? Man, then you're going to have
if you had 50
like,
people,
huge.
You could each have 6 plants. Yeah. That'd be 300 plants. That'd be a mini maze.
You just need addresses at your
I feel
residence,
like your math is
right?
Off.
60 times 6 times 50? 300?
Yeah, you're right.
You would just need.
Like math
no, it's.
He called me on my math when I was my math.
You would
off.
Just need different people assigned to your address, though, right? You could just have everybody in the town. Say they live at your place, get their mail there, and then you're
you just have a big, huge field of crops. In the
yeah,
back.
Sure.
High on math.
I love the way your brain works. I think it's unanimous.
Yep.
So, speaking of the way your brain works, do you have any questions for our interviewee, Joshua Isaac Finch? Finchy?
Finch.
Not beyond the dental floss question or the,
or the horse question.
Or the corn maze question.
Have you ever owned a horse?
No. Have you ever owned a horse?
I knew it. I had like a plastic horse when I was a kid, I think.
And he worked at the horse head.
What about monkeys? Have you got any interesting monkey stories?
I once had a roommate who was like deathly afraid of sock monkeys.
Sock monkeys?
Those are
for whatever
scary.
Reason, they scared the fuck out of him.
Wow. Something?
I brought one into the house once and he literally was just like, that has to leave or I'm moving out.
Whoa.
And you're like, yes. I mean, just kidding.
I have never felt this kind of power. I just shake it at you.
Maybe he had been attacked by a bunch of people. Who, like, you know,
dressed as sock monkeys?
No, made some sock monkeys, but they had like the bar of soap in them and just like.
See, I would be more scared of the like clapping cymbal monkey.
I like how dark this just got.
Yeah.
The monkey shines monkey.
Every once in a while it gets deep and
beaten,
dark.
Beaten right. with sock monkeys full of soap.
Yeah, and usually, for some reason, the monkey talk always goes dark.
It's weird.
Like, we had a guest that
it
just
is.
Said
They're
how
creepy,
his...
creepy, man. They really are creepy. Just
his monkey,
maybe.
His grandpa, he felt disassociated with his grandpa because he loved the monkey more than
they're
he loved
like
him.
They're like us,
and,
but they're unpredictable.
And they fling poo.
You say that like people are predictable.
Well, I know. That's what I just thought after I said that. I was like, wait a minute.
Like, damn it.
Okay. So if you don't have any other regular... I got some questions that might evolve into Dustin-style thinking questions,
right,
but...
roll with
first,
it.
do you like if your friends are talking to you? Do most of your friends, or do you prefer to be called Josh or Joshua? Or I know you've shied away from the fatty because I had noticed.
Well,
that
the fatty, it really just depends.
It's just
on
derogatory.
Context. Well, it is derogatory.
Like when
I
first called you that to my wife, like about a year ago, she goes, oh, "Honey, that's mean." I go, "But that's his name. He signs his posts as fatty."
Well, that's because she's a sweetheart.
I know.
Your wife is sort
so
of like kind of like mama to the young
anybody
comics
she
from the scene.
Meets.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
you don't know how. How far it goes, but yeah. Love you, honey.
Yeah. We love
that
you.
That reminds me when I once met a guy the first
from
time
Nantucket.
He came over to play poker,
mm-hmm.
and they brought him over, and he was close friends with two of the guys, the regulars, and they said, "Hey, everybody, this is Douchebag." That's I didn't know his name for like two or three poker sessions.
So you felt bad.
Yeah. So
it'd be like meeting Josh, this is Fatty. And you're like, God, what's that? And you call him, hey, Fatty.
Yeah, it would make me feel, comfortable.
Well,
I don't know.
The thing is that the fatty thing was...
Was that self-proclaimed?
It was self-proclaimed,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
I used to put together, through Viking Princess Productions, which is a company that I run, we put out a local music mixtape four times a year. And by tape, I mean CD.
Oh, darn it. Mm-hmm. I just wowed you for a second, but then you...
And then you backed off.
Oh,
yeah, wild. No, it was four times a year. We put out like a $5 mix disc of 15 to 20 tracks by different local bands.
Cool.
Not genre specific.
Right.
And I wanted to kind of keep my anonymity, so I called it Fatty's Eugene Mixtape.
Mm.
No pictures, no contact info other than just an email address. And that lasted for a little while before it kind of morphed into Exiled in Eugene Magazine,
right.
A much, much bigger project.
Right.
Which
we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll get there. In the interest of kind of keeping my anonymity, I threw out the name Fatty. And I'm like, well, whatever,
Yeah.
There's a lot of us, us fat people.
Yeah.
As far as Josh versus Joshua goes, in the 5 years that I worked door at a bar, every time I introduced myself as Josh to someone when they came into the bar and their name was Josh also, it was less than 10 minutes before I had to kick that dumb fucking Josh out of the bar. So,
'cause Josh's are dicks?
Josh's are assholes. I have become Joshua. I have become Joshua because I don't want to be affiliated with those blue drink drinking motherfuckers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the first time I ever came to know about you through the comedy scene after I had done a few open mics and kind of became friends with Seth and Chris, they were talking about, Chris was posting some stuff on Facebook about Triple Dip with Josh Finch, and it was always Josh.
Right.
And then when I became your Facebook friends, it was Joshua, full name Isaac Finch with the neat little, how do you get those things on your name?
Windows alt codes.
Ah.
It's easier on Mac. I learned that once I had a Mac, but.
So does it bother you when people call you Jif?
No, actually, those are my initials, Joshua Isaac Finch.
We actually called
Jeff
you that.
Well, the thing is, because choosy moms choose Jeff.
Yes, yeah. That's right. And we talked about that at Black Forest, and then you told me that your mom actually used to call you Jeff.
My mother, my grandmother, my great grandmother.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a family thing for a while.
Did you have a brother named Skippy?
If only.
Okay.
For years, was going to start a Motown soul cover band called Jeff and the Choosy Moms.
Oh, man, that would have been great.
I guess it's still an option. I am looking for a few choosy moms.
How did you do the CD thing? Did you just burn the CDs at home yourself and distribute them by hand? Or
what happened was I wish I could remember who it was for sure. I think it was my friend Kenny Norris of what's his new band called? He was in a band called Brigadier out of Portland for a while. Very, like, kind of acoustic punk stuff. I can't remember the name of his new band. Sweetheart of a guy, though. But he told me about this website called Kunaki, kunaki.com. It's a bunch of kids working out of a basement in Jersey. And what you do is you upload your content to their site as well as your album art. Mm-hmm. And you can print as many or as few copies of your CD as you want for like a dollar a disc.
Wow.
So if you just want one, it's a dollar plus shipping. If you want, 300, it's a dollar plus shipping.
That's great.
So it's a great way to do whatever size print you want. So I went through that. We did like 200 or 300 copies of each volume. And that cost way more than it should have in the end.
Still, though,
as always.
Well, because people don't buy
CDs. That should be going on. That thing should be going on in every scene, though, man. It should. Yeah. Just to get the awareness of the scene.
We've talked in previous episodes about the tape trading in the old days.
What about doing something with that with comedy? Could you do like little bits of?
I would.
Those exist actually. Yeah. Ron Funches is on one that. I think it's from a show or a festival or something in San Francisco, but it's from a couple of years ago, and it's available on iTunes.
Also, I was just messing around on Pandora and searched for Ron Funches, and he has his own Ron Funches channel now.
Nice.
And it actually had a clip from, I think, the album that you're talking about, maybe. Yeah,
you posted a thing about it.
Yeah, I was stoked to come across it because... But then whenever I go back to it, it just has people from his genre, which are black people, that tell the same kind of joke. They bunch them together somehow.
I don't think he particularly falls into any genre.
I don't think so either. And that was so weird because all the people that they were playing for me, I wasn't really... Nick Cannon was even on there, speaking of Nick Cannon. And I'm like, skip,
kaboom.
Thumb down, skip.
Pandora gets confusing sometimes.
They do. And some of their...
I made a station once based on the Melvins... Fugazi and Pelican. And apparently because the Melvins are loosely affiliated with because Fugazi is kind of a punk band and punk is vaguely affiliated with emo, they're like, here's some Death Cab for Cutie. So I don't really trust Pandora to choose for me. It gets convoluted real quick.
I don't really especially like I don't do any of the this computer algorithm has recommended a thing for you.
Right. You like the Locust. Here's some Godsmack.
It's
you have to really
is
be,
a thing that happened to me.
Yeah,
just
you have to be
out.
Active. I think you have to go active and go through there and just hit skip for a while.
Yeah,
and
thresh it out a lot.
Yeah,
I got thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to be active on that.
So I get that on Netflix all the time. Like they have the top 10 things that they recommend for me. But then also on Netflix they have categories that will just kind of weirdly tailor themselves to you. Like we were watching. We watched
rape movies with a strong female lead.
Yeah. I was watching a lot of Pam Grier movies, blaxploitation movies and stuff. And it was like one night that I watched two of them, and they had Action Adventure from the 70s was one of the things, and then the next day after I watched the two Pam Grier movies that came from Action Adventure in the 70s. It had violent exploitation action adventure movies from the 70s was a category that it made tailored on shit that I was watching. And
awesome. Films with curly haired leads.
Yeah.
I like some of their things that they put on when you're hearing another band, say you start I have a Black Flag station.
Nice.
Where I want to hear Black Flag. but they play other bands that they say are related to Black Flag. And then you'll hear a band, say UK Subs comes on or something, and you say, you're hearing this track because it contains punk roots, a subtle use of vocal harmony, repetitive melodic phrasing, minor key tonality, vocal symmetric aesthetic, heavy electric rhythm guitars, and an aggressive male vocalist.
That's always whenever I
whoa
fucking algorithm.
Whenever I whenever
that's
I
a
ask
lot more
you,
descriptors than I'm used to.
Yeah, whenever I ask you what your favorite type of music is,
that's
though,
what
you
I always
say,
say.
All those.
I wish that Pandora had a bit more like attitude than that. Where they're like, we picked this because we know your taste in music pretty much fucking sucks. Here's some Taylor Swift.
I can't remember. I think
recommend like the worst thing ever.
I think it was a death metal band or something. I can't remember. I was trying to find it here, but when you play the next song and then it's someone that you're not listening to.
Remember when you know this is recommended for you was mm-hmm. just you looking through the used bin at the
right exactly.
I remember because that was like, oh, this is what I can afford.
Somehow it's devolved into here's what you should like. Other people you know like this, maybe you'll like it too.
Yeah,
right. But I owned a CD by a band called Butt Trumpet for some.
I have.
Oh
yeah, I have.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, that's great. I found that that's in the used bin. Yeah. And I was like, I have to
Butt
own
Trumpet.
Something called Butt Trumpet.
That's a great guess,
one of the guys from Guar.
That's
out of makes, solo. That totally makes sense.
And one of the chicks. One of the chicks is dead from Betty Blowtorch. She had a band later called Betty Blowtorch. And the other chick is now in an all-girl Kiss cover band from L.A. called Priss. Yeah.
You would have a market, I'm just saying, online on an eBay if you wanted to unload that Butt Trumpet.
But the I still have one.
You still
I have the CD.
You still have a Butt Trumpet?
I have one of those, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's some great songs
on there. Is it a Butt Trumpet or a Butt Cornet?
It's a trumpet. It's got the three little.
I left my flannel and
Don't ever, don't ever open the spit valve.
No,
it's
no,
not a thing you want.
It's dirty. It's all clogged up. But the death metal one on Pandora says this features a gravelly male vocalist and a partially spoken vocal delivery.
So like Louis Armstrong,
angry lyrics and an unintelligible vocal delivery.
Is it? You know what? Band
Arnold Schwarzenegger
describing exactly
what.
Green Jelly. That's exactly what that band is.
Those guys
it could be Green Jelly. It could be Austrian Death Machine.
Yeah. Oh, that's another one.
Get to the chopper.
I had the Green Jello album of that.
Awesome.
Before they changed it to Jelly?
A friend of mine had that too.
I actually bought it at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
I bought it at Walmart was where I got it. It was one of the first CDs that really pushed them to...
I've got
Bill Cosby went after them.
I've got one record that has a changed.
You notice they don't sell Puddin' Pops either.
I got an album that's kind of stupid, but it's kind of cool because just the other day was the anniversary when they got in a plane crash, old Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, yeah.
So 3 days before their crash, or after, don't quote me on it, somewhere within the week of their crash.
72 hours in one way or the other.
Their album came out called Street Survivors, where they're all standing on a street and they're all engulfed in flames, and the guy who died worse is just like totally engulfed in flames. And they said, I think it was 3 days after the album had been released.
He died worse.
He died worse than any of them.
He died harder.
You never heard of that?
Die Hardest.
Dude, he died worse than any.
That
will be the final
Bruce Willis movie, actually. Die Hardest.
I think that's going to be the ultimate. Die Hard in the whole thing.
What about Die Hardestest?
Die Worstest.
Die Hardester,
worstest.
Son of Die Hardest.
But anyway, so they pulled that cover, and I actually have that record on vinyl, and they said it was only available for a few days.
Whoa.
I didn't buy it. I don't know where I got it.
Put that somewhere in a case.
It's fucked up a little bit. It's just got a, not fucked up, it's got some white from the ring, but it's in good shape, and it doesn't skip or anything, so woohoo. Anyway, on to some more.
When album artwork or titles have to be changed because of something stupid that happened.
Like 9/11.
Like 9/11.
Yeah.
Like the clusterfuck of everyone having to change everything because
Luckily,
of 9/11.
Luckily, God Hates Us All came out that day, so they couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
You know what else?
No. Well, there was even retroactive shit where like that.
Oh, they had to change
Wilco,
some videos?
Wilco's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, they changed the cover art.
Yep.
Jimmy Eat World's Bleed American just became a self-titled record.
Right.
There was another album that came out on that day, The Butthole Surfers.
Ooh. Which record?
Was the one after Electric Larryland.
It was the one that came out.
The one with Jet Fighters Never Die. It was just so weird, moody. It was a weird, moody album, man, and just listening to it over and over during those times, I remember it being a real eerie album.
Eerie.
I'm not sure how many of these burps are going to be caught by this.
Oh, we love burps.
That's fine. I'm only like... a very large beer and a bottle of champagne into this podcast. It's okay.
That's why
it's
that cool. Mic puff is all yellow.
That's why,
from home.
That's
the
why
beer
I got
belt.
The foamy mic to just kind of like absorb the.
So we
moisture.
Spoke briefly of this earlier. Would like to get into this. How long have you been publishing your zine called Exiled in Eugene? And is it a zine?
I love that you're doing this because I've always wanted to do. I love publishing.
Yeah. Well, you have Sick Daddy, right?
Yeah. I've done some grassroots publishing.
Instantly, just like, tell me about yours. we're about to put out our fourth proper issue.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. We do this really annoying thing where we put out a proper issue, and then it's forever and a day until we put out the next one. It's like whenever we get the about $1,200 to $1,500 to put out an issue.
Wow.
From advertisers.
From advertisers and fundraising and shows and shit.
Right on.
In between, we put out little teasers and brochures and whatever.
So about how much of that comes from advertising?
It depends on the issue. The last one, I've said time and time again that the last one was completely ad funded, and it was until we got to the printers, and I decided I wanted to double the amount of issues we put out. So I ended up throwing in about $700. But that's only that's only because we put out twice as many.
Yeah, you get
as we budgeted for.
Well, you see, there's price breaks involved, and
absolutely.
See a good deal.
Yeah.
So
well,
you
once
know,
you get past 1,000 copies of something, you can work with an offset printer. things are different.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if we do that with the next issue or not, depending on ad sales.
So just 1,000 is all you're really needing to run to locally through a printer.
1,000's about right. 1,000 is where you start to get reasonable price breaks. Smaller than that, you pretty much get fucked.
And has your previous issues been limited to less than 1,000?
Yeah. Our first issue, we did 300 copies through an unnamed local printer.
Hmm.
And that cost us way more than it should have.
Yeah.
The follow-up, we did 500 copies for less than that. 300 copy
That's
run.
That's kind of how it works.
And the last one we did 1,000
of issue 3.
Issue 3.
Yeah.
Issue 4 we'll probably we're arguing. We may scale back a little bit.
And did you guys have a surplus of undistributed zines after you did 1,000?
We're sitting on about 300 copies.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of one of those copies?
You can either go to our website exiledineugene.com where you can preview the first, I think it's 12 pages of each issue and get a look at it and place orders for currently just issue 3 because issues 1 and 2 are completely out of stock. We're going to do like a limited reprint or something.
Maybe do a 1 and 2 or another 3 reprint after 3 sells out or
right,
something.
Right.
Be cool.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. What I really want to do is, you know, every 4 issues do like an omnibus for that year or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
You can either do that or we've got a handful of vendors in Eugene trying to break out to the rest of Lane County.
On a commission basis? Or?
Yeah, well, it depends on the store. Everybody works with a different consignment setup. Mm-hmm. Some spots have been super, super cool and just don't take a cut at all because they love what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And those guys are probably going to get free ads forever.
Yeah, but, for sure, man.
We know how that goes.
Yeah, no, exactly. Basically any record store in Eugene, Lucky's, Thunderbird, Kitsch, Museum of Unfine Art.
Albie's
New York Gyros. Actually the first place that agreed to consign the issue and has still never, ever, ever taken a cut of anything.
Awesome.
Because that guy's a fucking superhero.
Awesome,
Albie and I got into a nice war. Where, like, he used to carry the old Fatties mixtapes, and after the first one, where he refused to take a cut, I put a little plug above the barcode that just said, Fatty only eats Albie's Gyros, and then his web address. And so after that, not only would he not take a cut, he tried to start giving me free food, and I'd have to, like, dodge him and show up when he wasn't there.
So you could pay.
So I could pay for food.
Yeah.
And then, When we launched the zine, I just started giving him free half-page ads, and now it's like when I go in there, I'm just not allowed to pay for food. Everyone on the staff knows. So
you can't even sneak in on an off day.
Yeah.
That's awesome, but it is.
So I was trying to like tip while he wasn't looking, and then he caught me and yelled at me for giving him money that way. So It's like we're trying to out-nice each other.
That's fantastic, though, just the support of local mm-hmm. shit, though, mm-hmm. man, on both
yeah,
sides.
And what do you cover exactly besides music and comedy? Do you cover, like, art? And
we cover art.
It's some
art,
submission-based,
yeah,
too,
it's,
right?
It's about 70% submission-based.
Wow.
But, yeah, poetry, literature, short stories.
Scribbles? While we're talking about that,
scribbles,
maybe you could hit on a guy named Bat Saxon.
Bat Saxon.
Which I didn't get to that because I ran out of time on Friday's episode with our other guest, Seth, who's actually still here in case
oh,
you forgot.
Hello.
Hi. He's vegging and being quiet and being a polite co-guest.
Bat Saxon is a reoccurring sci-fi comedy serial written by Seth Milstein.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
He's an author.
Maybe
published.
Do you want to tell us about Bat Saxon
yeah,
and
you
what
should.
He's about?
Because I think it was there one in episode or
it started in episode two.
It started
so
in issue
there have
two.
Been
yeah.
two.
So that's the first one I read, and I think I messaged you after I read it. I was like, "Shit, I'm already hooked. I want to know what finds out. I want to find out how to speak correctly.
Listen, Terry, I'm the drunk one here.
I want to find out what's no. Could you?
I want to.
But yeah, I was impressed. I was impressed by the writing. I didn't know you were so well versed. I mean, I've heard you speak. Hours on end combined.
Yes.
But yeah, elaborate on
each other talk a
elaborate on this character Bat Saxon.
I don't know what to he's
is he a modern day hero of sorts?
Bat Saxon I guess you just have to know that he lives in a world where the multiverse is in existence and there's multiple
as opposed to the universe
multiple
yes. okay.
universes going on at one time and
several verses
I can't say too much because
yeah no spoilers
the episode that is coming up next in the new issue of Exiled is going to explain a lot of what's going on because the first two issues are kind of like they ask a lot of questions.
Yes.
Yeah. And
it really gets you hooked the way you did it. I was impressed.
Yeah. And like, I mean,
those first two episodes are very, very action oriented.
Yes. And
I just
a lot
remember.
Happening and it's just all the reader's constantly just like trying to keep up.
Right.
And understand
I just
what's
remembered
happening.
That at Cornucopia, I picked up a free episode or a free copy of issue three. So that's at home. And now that I've been reminded of, my stoner brain is reminded when I get home, I'm going to read, what is it, episode two of Bat Saxon?
Yeah.
Well, you got
funny.
A free
I'm
copy?
Writing
copies aren't episode. Free, right?
They're no, but
not,
they had some complimentary copies.
For sure, for sure. I'm just, you know.
Sometimes at events, we'll do discounted or free copies.
Uh-huh.
It's always limited. It's always kind of just a means to get more people to
you did
a, sure. turn
the
out.
The last
or,
Cornucopia show, right?
Yeah, that's where I got
I'm
mine.
Just thinking if somebody goes to the website and wants, you know, let's.
Yeah,
you know,
if you go to the website, you can preview, but you don't get the whole issue.
Well, yeah.
It's $85 for the full issue.
just kidding. The average issue is
you get a keychain
and
a cooler.
Pages,
wow,
and then you can preview the first, I think, 12 pages.
That's
so,
awesome.
But what,
that's a good size.
$3? Is
it's
that
actually
$3.
$75 an issue if you can do 10 push-ups on this
and,
list.
And you're doing a lot
otherwise
of the editing and laying out of the actual issue?
The actual interior of the zine is more or less, I said zine again, it's ad-funded, so we can't really, if we want to be ethical about it, it's not a zine anymore. It is a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. That's a question I'd ask.
Yeah, there's a certain level of like DIY ethics that are attached to a zine, and it's still done by ourselves, but it's funded
for sure,
by other
for
people.
Sure. It's a
we don't
a
do
term,
the printing
right?
in house.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
a DIY magazine.
It is. It's a DIY magazine.
But just
more
about
or less.
The editing and the laying out, because I mean that's a time consuming process,
oh,
right?
Serious. Well,
is that your
so basically
job.
We've got this weird like two part approach where. If you've seen any of the, you know, like old 80s and early 90s zines, everything was very much cut and paste.
Oh, yeah.
By hand. And we do a lot of that still. Anything that
That's
I do,
cool,
anything
though.
That I do is laid out in that way. Mm-hmm. All of our ads, our cover art, and usually our masthead and letter from the editor are laid out in Photoshop by our art director, Richard Owens, a very talented local artist who he is my better half. I basically hand him a stack of stuff that's been copied and copied and copied to the point that it's like degraded and hard to look at. And he'll clean it up a little bit. just basically adjust the contrast a little bit. And then add his own flair. Sometimes he'll actually like, you know, add like doodles and things to pages. Other times he'll just, you know, look at what I have and it's like, there's already, that's really loud already. I don't want to make that harder to look at. Cause you're really good at making things hard to look at. It's a process, you know, we're kind of still working out exactly what works best.
And it's a lot of work, huh?
I would say just putting the pages together, not amassing the content, but just putting the pages together is a few hundred hours.
Yeah. And so that kind of leads me to the next question on my list. Is it more rewarding, frustrating, or challenging, or is it just something that you do because you want to do it?
Okay, so part of the way that the zine is put together is because I have an aversion to learning. I'll
with what you know.
Yeah, no, okay. Exactly. Like I'll look at a page and be like, this is what I want to do with it, and then I'll fuck around in Photoshop for an hour and be like, I can't do that without some tutorials. I'm just gonna cut and paste that.
Yeah, glue stick.
Yeah, I have glue sticks. I have everything else I need to do. Scissors. This in 5 minutes. at least in my head, it's 5 minutes.
Exactly. It ends up being an hour though.
Right. It ends up being an hour, but in Photoshop, it would be at some point I would throw my MacBook out the window. So it would be a much more expensive process to do it the way that I quote should.
Yeah, I found working with it was always cheesy little site, but Photo Bucket.
Yeah.
They've had an update on their editing stuff, and they've got a lot of cool stuff in there, and it's way user-friendly. I don't know. You probably got it all worked out, but if you ever get frustrated in Photoshop and don't have the materials to cut and paste.
I just heard Photoshop. I'm sorry.
And frustrated. Who's it's drinking here?
Big-footed short man selling things.
Does that website
Photoshop
help with the
Photoshop.
Who drank this bottle of Peach Passion anyway? Was it Josh or was
I may have,
that's
I may,
where you can go. You go and take, you upload your pictures and they instantly you get Frodo'd.
Yeah. They turn precious.
Yep. You get all little.
Yeah, no, you nice. You upload them into a live volcano.
Your arms get all arthritic and like your hands are bent down and you're like, oh.
Do you remember when he was in that Huckleberry Finn movie?
Welcome to Photoshop.
I do not.
Yeah, Elijah Wood was Huck Finn once.
Wow.
It was a Disney movie. That's hilarious.
Oh. Wow. Hey, speaking of Huck Finn, this just came to me. How do you guys feel about the recent changing of the N-word in the Tom Sawyer book?
Was it recent?
No, it was like 10 years ago. But.
I think that's dumb.
So they're like, yeah. Would they replace it with like Nissan?
Slave.
What?
Slave seriously.
Gym. Slave Jim.
Slave word Jim?
Instead of N-word Jim, it was Slave Jim.
That's,
isn't that worse?
Hmm.
It's like, look, I mean, I don't know. You still know what it is, right? You still think it.
I have never known what it's like to be a black person.
Me neither. We never will.
I don't know how that would feel. But
seems like slave is worse.
My guess is that it's literature. No, I mean, like, you know, about the book. Like,
yeah, no,
yeah, you don't want to change literature, though.
I mean, isn't
it's art?
Yeah,
you don't. I'm against changing literature.
Mark Twain, like, I mean, isn't he kind of like
dead?
No, isn't
he's
in that book?
No, no,
he's using
pretty sure
that
dead.
As a yes, he yeah. is dead. But that's
in the
not
context,
what I was
yeah, no, in the
I,
context
sorry.
Of the
but
book.
But isn't he like? Saying that that's bad by
in the context,
well,
yeah,
like, isn't it
in
like
the
a
context
weird
of the book, I mean, it is coming from an evil character. Right?
Yeah, well, and to be fair, for the most part, like it is a period piece, and it loses its historical authenticity when people don't speak the way that they spoke during that time period. I'm not saying
sure.
that I'm okay in any capacity with use
right.
of the N-word.
No, yeah,
but
no,
you don't
no, no.
change.
I wasn't
you don't
saying
rewrite
that, but
stuff.
But
you no, 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 no.
But if we're at the store, you could call someone Slave Jim, and they wouldn't get mad, and it wouldn't really be
right. That would be like
in
be
a
like
way that's
calling
kind
police.
Of more offensive.
I know. That's why I thought when they changed the word to Slave Jim,
like go
well,
on.
I don't know, man. Exactly. If I call you Metal Terry, I don't see you being mad about it. Oh, it's just what you are.
My dad gets mad when I call him Slave Jim.
Isn't it more
but,
about
well,
that
in that case, Josh, it would apply more to an Asian person these days than it would to a black person.
A small Asian person, right?
Yeah, a 12-year-old Asian girl.
I didn't say Nike manufacturer, Jim.
Yeah.
Isn't it more
Apple.
It Apple almost seems apologetic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To call him to change it?
Well, to change it, it almost seems apologetic because it's...
But he's dead, so he had no say over it.
But it's a text
that
is used in schools all across the country, and it's like, we don't really want to have our kids knowing that this is how it was.
I can say as a parent, I feel that's a fucking horrible way to go about things. Like,
well,
you don't censor society. You do what's right for your kid. If you don't want them to be exposed to certain things and certain pieces of literature, it's the same thing with the.
But
whole,
when it's
like,
handed out in high school, though, how do you
catch
you
know, her in the
it's
rye?
Right. Well, I feel like you can't whitewash. I'm sorry, you can't Caucasian wash parts of our history.
For sure.
Just to make us feel better about things that
I completely agree. And
like,
I'm not pro,
you know, overplaying the white guilt thing, but I also understand that
I think
parts of history are parts of history, and
it shouldn't be changed.
Yeah, well, if you fucking bury them, you're not.
Yeah,
you're
it
not
doesn't
leaving,
mean
you're
that
not leaving
it,
yourself
it doesn't
the
mean
ability
that
to
that
learn
was
from
right.
what happened. Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that was right. It just means that that's how it happened and how it went down. And like, there were probably a lot of really good people that used the N-word back then, but like that weren't into having slaves, but just because that's what
they were called.
It kind of goes along with the mascot issue, though, a little bit, doesn't it?
What?
The mascot where they don't want the Indian mascots in the high schools and stuff like that, and they're kind of trying to like erase a little bit of the history.
You mean like the Braves or what are they called?
Yeah. The Redskins. Yeah. It's like
Redskins is
it's not.
Term.
Yeah, well,
ask this guy.
Exactly. It's not an issue of like.
The
it's not
Nickelbacks.
It's not. It's not an issue of instilling pride in a culture. It's an issue of making a stereotype out of something.
And but it's not really though.
It's not.
No.
Are you sure?
Hey, I don't know. Redskins is a fine one, but I don't really think the censorship needs to be there though.
Yeah.
What about the?
I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah. I don't think they should rewrite his words.
I think if that group of people, if the majority of
who you
like,
call in that group?
If the majority of Native American people said, "Hey, we find the Redskins to be very offensive. Mm-hmm. You should change the name of your fucking football team." Especially, isn't that the Washington D.C.
team?
Yeah. Okay, the place Black that
area.
Represents
isn't that the place
America?
They don't.
You know,
isn't it also sort of the place where we like killed off the natives right away?
Yeah.
Well, it's,
I think Jackson took care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also
it's a weird place to claim it. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess ultimately it's up to the group. Like,
yeah, I don't think that many oppose it, though.
I think the politically correct society.
When it's just white people, like,
yeah.
It's just bored housewives
that
are like, you should
I feel,
do that.
I feel very strongly that I am offended on the behalf of other people.
I think it is that, though. I think it's a lot of
I think that's something that we do actually.
I think it's a lot of people on school boards, probably, and in politics, you know.
They just want
that are just going, hey... You know, we need to change this. This offends some people.
I'm
going to
change the direction of this podcast right now.
Good, because it got fucking weird.
It got really
it's because
dark,
serious.
Deep.
The fucking conspiracy, man. That's the shit that they're using. To
Sasquatch is an alien.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
Sasquatch is a white guy.
He's an alien. We figured it out.
He's a blurry alien.
Blurry.
That's why the camera is always in focus, alien. But he himself is blurry.
He's blurry.
As the History Channel would say, there's no proof that Sasquatch doesn't exist.
The proof to me is that they've never found any remains of a dead one.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But
that's just proof that they're probably immortal.
It's because he's an alien.
Because the nature of a Sasquatch is they eat themselves.
Is there more proof?
They digest their own bones.
They eat their old is what happens.
Is there more proof that Sasquatch exists or more proof that Jesus exists?
The most approval I've ever gotten of anything I've ever said.
You're the best. You're the winner of all conversations.
So the babies come out and then they eat the parents?
Yeah, they eat their old. Well, it's like the perfect fucking...
Well, no, they wait till they die.
That's the most beautiful circle of life there is, really. Yeah.
I would like it to be a cannibalistic thing. Like a,
yeah.
Do you think more
people... It's still cannibalism if they die first, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Well, at least they ain't having sex with the first.
Ooh.
Oy.
That took a weird turn. I love the way your mind works. Sometimes.
Where do you get those?
That's Terry's new catchphrase.
Do you think there's more proof that Sasquatch exists or Jesus exists?
I read about that too.
What? I just asked the question.
Well, there was a recent poll in the United Kingdom.
About that?
Yes.
What?
No, wait.
No joke.
It was aliens or God.
Oh, okay. That's
well,
similar.
Thing. Same thing.
More Sasquatch, people.
Sasquatch is an alien. We've established
exactly.
that just in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. So more people believe in the UK believe in aliens than they do in God. 1 out of 10 people surveyed said that they have seen a UFO, never seen God.
How many thought that they
well,
are the
How much acid do they drop in
How
the UK?
Many thought that they were the same thing?
What, the
Point
Jesus
taken.
Is an alien?
The UK is mm-hmm. more of an ecstasy.
Jesus is, Jesus,
they have a lot of sassafras.
Jesus is just a visitor.
They have a lot of Sasquatch. They have a lot of, like, barkless sassafras trees there.
Jesus was just a visitor. You know, he came.
He's an alien too. How do you think he came back from the dead?
Jesus was one of the Greys. Yeah. What you're trying to say?
Yeah, he was a visitor. I mean, he came down.
A visitor.
He
the higher your voice gets, that means you're lying.
He came. He said some shit, and then he came. He said some shit, and then he took off in his cross rocket.
Cross rocket.
Is that like a crotch rocket, but it's a cross?
It is a little.
See, that's what I miss about the days of Josh doing more comedy because he's kind of getting out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
His high voice that used to come out to his voice would get super high sometimes, and I found myself. I don't know either. It's fucking weird.
Why is it?
It reminds me of that guy from
Why is it happening?
From Mad TV. I can do it.
Oh God, Stuart.
That's what you sound like.
Is that his name, Stuart?
Yes, I can do it.
Teacher from. Oh.
Stop me.
Michael McDonald, as far as famous people go.
Was that 40-year-old virgin where they had Michael McDonald playing in the store all the time?
In the loop.
Not the same. Not
you
the
don't
same
take
Michael
this
McDonald.
Well, I'm going to shoot myself in the face.
No, Jesus.
And the sad thing is that was one of the first 8-track tapes I purchased with my own money was Minute by Minute by the Doobie Brothers, and it had that song. Somewhere back in long ago. And I love that song. It was terrible. Why did I like that?
His voice.
I was an idiot kid, that's why. Hey, speaking of music, we asked Seth on the last episode, what would we find in Joshua's iPod / record player / 8-track cassette tape player? What was the last thing you threw on to into your ear pussies? That really tickled your
my ear ginas.
Your clitoris, your ear clitoris.
New, old, does it matter?
It just what the last thing that you remember actually choosing to listen to. I know you post like an album a song a day.
I did that for a while. I kind of lost. I got to the point where I felt like I was gonna have to
and to be honest,
sacrifice awesome.
I don't
do
know
that.
If it's because of your eccentric taste in music or my somewhat one mindedness I don't know, but a lot of them I'd never heard
your
of.
Your metal headedness.
You have a tendency. But here's the thing: as I listen to a lot of noisy stuff, I definitely would not say I listen to a lot of metal.
Noisecore.
Like shellac noisy?
Shellac noisy or like AIDS Wolf noisy?
Okay, AIDS Wolf, that's
AIDS
a great
Wolf,
name.
Fantastic band name.
Just because of the name, I'm going to check them out.
You should. They've got a record called Cities of Glass, which is, they're known for playing, well, they're no longer a band. They're known for kind of playing in varying degrees of naked.
Wow. That's cool.
And there's one really cute girl in that band.
See, there you go.
She makes mouth noises. I wouldn't say she sings. She does make mouth noises.
Are you telling the truth? No, they really do say
stuff.
Okay, now, what was the last thing you listened to?
The last thing.
By your choice.
By my choice. Was either this is half embarrassing. Either
it's okay.
Either the new Coheed and Cambria record.
Speaking of talking high. Maybe that's why you talk like that.
It could be. I listened to a lot of that record.
Hey, I remember you saying we could make fun of you as much as we wanted to for listening to Coheed.
No, it's
and
true.
Cambria.
You can mock that all you
but
want.
But do you know those guys, Dustin? Coheed and Cambria.
I know of them.
I just know that their bass player got robbed of fucking.
He's not in the band anymore.
Well, he wasn't either again.
And they fired.
Wait, is this the same? Because it's CNC, right?
What?
Coheed and Cambria?
No, it's not the Music Factory.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. If they used to be the CNC Music Factory, and now the
guy has
music
really poofy,
gone.
Like it's Buzz like, Osborne type
it's,
hair.
It's like if Yes.
All right, I like it.
Before the bullshit happened.
What bullshit?
The owner of a Lonely Heart.
Yeah.
So okay. like prog, Yes.
We're talking.
Uh-huh. And
that still has a bitchin' solo though.
And Rush, and a little bit of Megadeth were like just. Right. Like cram fucked together.
I'm not against them. I just haven't heard anything
but,
of them.
But with a pop band, because there's definitely some pop sensibility.
And the singer
there.
That occasionally inhales helium.
Yeah.
But that's not embarrassing.
Their new record, Afterman: The Ascension, is actually pretty fucking solid.
Right on. And is it musically? Is it more like metally? Kind of like
I would say it's like 50-50. Like half of it is very much like pop with just like crazy noodly guitar parts. Mm-hmm. But oddly enough, like some of their best drum work in years is on this record, which is funny because they just lost Chris Penny from Dillinger Escape Plan as the drummer.
I saw him. He's amazing.
That guy is a fucking monster.
He's incredible.
And they brought back their original drummer, Josh Eppard, who is not, in my head anyway, was not such a great drummer, but the drums on this album are interesting for sure. There's a lot going on there. And outside of that, I've been listening to this band, Young Hunter from Arizona. They're kind of a stoner rock, kind of desert rock, like
right on,
a la Queens of the Stone Age sort of shit.
Cool, I love that stuff.
Seven piece, a bunch of like young 20 somethings, two drummers, which is always fun.
Yeah, not a lot of hard rock and bands like that are doing that these days. Yeah. I only know of a couple. Heard of Kylesa? Kylesa?
I know the name, but I can't say for sure.
They're a two drummer. Deal.
Nice. I know. Them. I know. Melvin's did that for a minute.
Yeah.
When they had Big Business playing as part of the band.
Mm-hmm. Now they're down to Melvin's Light.
Yeah.
Which. Good stuff though. What about you? I never ask you. All we ask you is your junk drawer, Dustin. What's What have you been listening to?
I've been listening to the podcast.
No, I'm talking music, but that's cool too. Podcast. Never not funny.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's I'm talking music though. Just been zooning it, or do you listen to anything? Do you put in music anymore?
Not recently. I haven't. I've just been watching The Walking Dead. I zipped through that, and so
have you read the comics much?
Comics?
No, I have not. I have not. I've been thinking about it.
So good.
I've been thinking
so
about
good.
It.
What is it?
I'm having a brain fart though. I'm just not.
The TV series is based on
the comic book Walking Dead.
Running,
okay, yeah.
Norska. I was giving that a good spin out in the garage for the summer.
Right on. Norska.
Trades, which it's 16 times 6, I guess.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a number.
That
I'm
many.
Drunk.
That many months. It's been around
too.
For that many months.
It's like coming on 8 years or something, because the eighth hardback just came out, and it's 12 issues.
So does that mean we have maybe a pretty solid chance of a future for Walking Dead being more than 3 or 4 seasons?
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Kind of,
they're
burning
like
through Potline. But the deal is that it's a completely different show.
Well, I know,
than it is
but,
a comic.
Yeah. I can see it a good
they're
6.
They're just taking like certain... pieces
and then they're
the
real housewives in it up
but they already have like two of the main characters on the show didn't exist in the comic book.
I'm gonna read this text on the air.
Do it.
I say that like it's live.
All right, live.
It's over the
live.
I just got a text from Stephanie Pirtle.
Okay. Hi Steph.
And hello. Hi.
Word. Hi Stephanie.
And
Dragon
it says
breath.
So 5 lady comics are coming to town. Can we throw you $20 to sleep at your house?
Five
lady
Ask
comics.
How awesome. Many of them are lesbians, and that doesn't matter, but just out of curiosity.
It's Oregon, so yeah. 6 of them.
she's not, though, is she?
5 people to sleep at your house.
I thought she was a man-eater. So that's $4 a piece. That's a pretty good deal for them.
Yeah. It's a great deal for them.
And it's a good deal for you, too.
It's better than the deal I usually get when people sleep at my house.
Borrow $20?
Can we drink your beer, sleep at your house, and probably invite someone to shoot heroin in your bathroom? That's cool.
I like that when people do that.
I love you, Gene. I love
when
you,
when they
Gene
invite
sometimes.
Themselves to shoot heroin. We've talked about that. That happened at my house one time when I was younger. But that's a different story for a different
whole
day.
Whole different hour of
We got to get to Hans because Hans is my good buddy. He's a resident grief hammer guitarist. We call him resident troll.
Hell yeah.
But every day we give a shout out because he's a devoted. He's devout and he's devoted. He's a listener. And today he's listening to Entombed. You guys familiar with those guys?
I've heard the name.
I used to listen to him back in the day, but I never heard of this album. It's called Sons of Satan, Praise the Lord.
Hmm. You know, if they are entombed, then they probably don't know about those killer insurance deals.
Does that mean that they become a Christian rock band or a Christian metal band?
I'm not sure because
they're touring with
Sons of Satan.
Praise the Lord.
Like the Sons of Satan are praising the
Lord. I think it's they do. Yeah, the Sons of Satan praise the Lord. Or maybe they're telling.
Maybe it's just one of those like mixed message things where they're like, we're an evil, finger quotes, evil band,
right,
but we're going to say this pretty thing.
We're it's Randy like, Mendez's joke.
Yeah, well, it's like we're the opposite of Randy Mendez's joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they could go on tour with Zayo 5 years ago and they put out that album Funeral of God, but they're sort of a Christian band.
Yeah. But I don't know. They were like a death metal band in the late 80s, early 90s, and then they kind of went death rock and turned into like no blast beats and no double bass, just straightforward. Dun, 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 but they still had the Cookie Monster vocals. So now I don't know if they're just grasping at straws or whatever, but Hans is probably just going, God, I wish I could call those guys right now because it's a good album or I wouldn't be listening to it.
I have a question for Hans and our listeners.
What?
And you guys can answer it if you want, if something comes to your mind. But what is the comeback of the year, artist comeback of the year? Oh.
I thought you was just going to end it with comeback of the year. I was going to say, oh, no, you didn't. That's comeback of the year.
Did you guys have anything?
For bands? Not right off the top of my head. You go first if you got one.
I saw fucking Refused on their reunion tour.
Holy shit. And they done?
Dude, those guys were fucking amazing.
I love that band. I never thought I'd see them.
Backflips and shit on stage. I have never seen someone. I've never seen like a heavy, like aggressive band that happy to be playing music. Just, like,
yeah.
Smiling at each other like they were just handed, you know, a blowjob and a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, they were.
Yeah.
But
good albums, though. They have two good albums. They might have more than that, but
two proper records that are fucking solid, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what do you think for comeback of the year? Aerosmith?
I was going to say that, but then I was just going to say Randy Blythe.
Oh, come back out of jail.
Come back to the States.
Yeah, how about Bruce Springsteen? Oh, wait, he never went away.
He didn't.
I hate that guy. I don't know why.
He's got one good record.
Which one?
Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's solid.
I think I hated him because I was not born to run.
It's very much just like, hey, I've got this guitar and I'm depressed.
Yeah, they're kind of campfire-y songs.
It's a sad bastard record.
Does that have the Ballad of Tom Joad?
I don't think Tom Joad is on that record.
Kind of like that song.
Yeah, that's okay.
Way better than Cover Me or on Fire.
That song needs to be covered.
Stephanie Pirtle has said hello to the Tagcast.
Hi, Tagcast. Hi, Stephanie Pirtle. Hope you're listening. No, you're not.
You're not.
And if you are, sorry for doubting
you.
It's okay. So, shit. I think that's all I got. Oh, what was on my turntable?
Yeah.
S.O.D.
Oh, yeah?
Stormtroopers of Death. Speak English or Die.
Nice.
Bought that album in 84. It's got a lot of cracks and popples.
Popples?
Pops and crackles. God, I can't speak.
Popples. Do you remember popples?
I ate a brownie. I'm going to pull a Chris Castles. I ate a brownie earlier, and I just can't even talk correctly right now.
Popples were like the bastard cousins to the Care Bears.
Popples.
They could roll up into a ball.
Were they real?
Oh, yeah,
they
remember those.
Popples?
Yeah.
Wow.
I am the hugest fucking gay kid in the world right now.
Dude, I had Monchichis when I was a kid.
What?
Monchichi, Monchichi.
Oh,
I remember the
Monchichi.
I might be older than you. I mean, younger than
you. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, you are.
You might be a bird.
Monchichis
were like... I'm like a bird. I'm only going to fly away.
Monchichis were little monkeys that were also puppets. But they had like the plastic faces or whatever. And their key feature
is
there was a boy and a girl, and they would were made so that they could suck their thumbs.
Yeah, they were thumb sucking monkeys.
Oh no, I've seen that shit. Okay.
And they're like little puppets or whatever.
Yeah.
And I like it was one of those things where I didn't ask for it, but it was the big toy.
But you had it coming.
Like my mom got me that.
They're
she got me
of course,
a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Of course you're gonna get Tickle Me Elmo. Of course you get a Tickle Me Elmo.
This was when I first started to realize that my mom was trying to raise me gay. she just wanted somebody to talk.
You're my last hope, son.
You know what I want? I want a gay Jew kid. That's what I want.
Yeah, I heard exactly kids are going online and
gay,
finding out
Jewish,
Santa
but
isn't
Jewish
real.
Kid.
What?
They don't have to go online to find that out.
They don't have to, but they can.
Well, it's a lot easier. Right after they looked at anal porn, they find out Santa isn't real.
I found out that Santa wasn't real without the internet because the dude's beard was all weird and falling off.
What?
He was just one of his helpers, though,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, it was just a really big, fat elf.
Why don't they have, like, Jesus's at the mall? And it could be a different Jesus every time, just like Santa.
Hey, come sit on Jesus' lap, and he's going to tell you about how we're going to nail him to shit in a few months.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Santa and the Easter Bunny represent the worst parts of both of those.
Yes. Yes. So
it's all the consumerism.
Yeah. So just fuck Jesus.
Why don't they just in the mall, if you had some guy hanging up on a cross, you could go and get your picture taken with him?
Oh, I wasn't talking about crucified Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's not Christmas Jesus. Jesus is, he's younger.
I was talking about baby Jesus with the golden fleece diapers. Or maybe dead Jesus, just with his...
did he steal the golden fleece from the Argonauts? Is that what happened?
No, the wise men brought it to him.
I don't think that's a thing that happened.
Those are two different stories.
But what did they
it was frankincense.
What about
frankincense and myrrh and apparently frankincense golden fleece.
Freeze. Golden fleece.
What about that guy down
golden
the road,
freeze?
Though?
Golden fleece.
That's like a tasty freeze.
That's Josh Freeze's. Yeah.
There's a hasty freeze in this town.
What about that
hasty freeze?
What is that?
Is that a really fast
it's
tasty
a place.
Freeze?
Is that a place? We're eating after this?
It's a hasty freeze. You can get burgers. What is it?
Oh, my God.
Hasty freeze?
Is it tasty or hasty?
Are they open at the hour?
It's hasty.
Actually just a Hardee's.
It is
it's not
freeze.
As tasty.
You guys have been that high for
can
that
I get a $6 burger? That's really all I
stick a Hardee's for a hasty freeze.
All I know is I've never seen John Cougar Mellencamp sucking on a chili dog outside there.
Now, that was the tasty freeze.
No.
Now, Albany, maybe because of copyright infringement with John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
That might be
what do you think about some guy singing about
names.
Sucking on a chili dog?
What?
It was Diane that was talking about sucking
oh,
on a chili
dog. Diane was sucking
John
on a chili
Cougar
dog.
John Cougar Concentration Camp. One of my favorite band names ever.
Is that a real
a
thing?
It is.
Maybe
was
Diane
was
the
play
Cougar.
In Phoenix all the time called Jesus Chrysler Supercar. And they played, they had these jumpsuits, like mechanics jumpsuits that they played
oh, God.
In.
Jesus Chrysler Supercar.
That's
good.
Awesome.
I like
love
this.
That we all know the overture music for Jesus Chrysler.
I've got so many bands.
Andrew
to
Lloyd
to
Webslinger. Jesus.
I just watched it while I was in Baltimore.
Peter Parker.
I watched it with my Jewish brother who had never seen it.
Peter Parker Posey.
Whoa,
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
What the hell was that noise?
I don't know.
Why is there something playing right now?
I watched Jesus Christ Superstar with my Jewish brother because he heard that our other brother, who was once gay but is currently not gay, was dating a guy who was in Jesus Christ Superstar, which is a true story.
That's like true. 6 degrees, well, less than 6 degrees
do
of
you
separation.
Have, do you have appreciation for A Simple Man from the Coen brothers? Being
yes, I
Jewish
do.
As
I
far
do.
As because I felt
it
like
feels like home to watch.
I think that was a cool.
Well,
movie.
No, but I just
un-Jewish as
no,
I am.
I thought it was cool, but I felt like I was missing out on a lot of the Coen
oh, you
brothers kind of subtle
was
humor.
Definitely a thing that
I felt
like
I was missing
I felt
out on
while I was
humor.
Watching this movie that I was like I would not enjoy this if I
wasn't
did not
Jewish.
Know certain yeah. things that I
well I enjoyed it because it was Coen. So
even though you're not
there was
really
very
Jewish.
Subtle humor.
Not,
I thought
I'm not technically
Jewish.
No,
he just looks like it.
But you probably you know more. More
he's Jewish-ish. Jewish-ish. He's a Jewish-ish. I think we better be done.
Yeah. Coen brothers are now working on an Indian movie, maybe.
Like your kind of
oh,
Indian?
Yeah,
yeah that, yeah, that'll all enjoy Indian. A little slightly more than you guys.
So there can be like a movie. So there can be one that isn't Smoke Signals?
Yeah, or...
Even a Bollywood one?
I'm excited.
Last of the Mohicans.
I'm excited for...
It doesn't count if a white guy plays an Indian. Gray owl.
I'm excited for the new Tarantino Django movie.
Yeah.
The D is movie. Silent.
Is it about
Reinhardt? Django.
The D is side.
I don't know. It's a
well,
Django.
Jerry, what was the last movie you saw?
Ooh.
Just that I watched on TV?
Ooh.
Or
in the movie theater.
Oh, fuck. You'll be, you're going to go, it's been that long since you've seen
Close
the movie?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
No, it was actually Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Now
you,
imagine.
Is that 4 years?
That.
You have me beat.
Yeah,
and I feel. I watched that with my mother.
Uh-huh.
My very Nazarene pastor's wife mother.
Nice.
That's exciting.
Why would they choose to watch that
well,
with that title?
The other option was that...
Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, fuck, it was like a Woody Allen movie or something.
Molesting small Asian kids.
Yeah, that was the one. No.
Just kidding.
Now imagine that movie though with Carrot Top as the lead.
It was like a love triangle.
I love
movie
that you just said something disparaging about Woody Allen, and you looked at me as if I might be.
You are Woody Allen. I was like, oh shit, Seth's right there. He's looking right at me. I looked down.
You're a racist.
Oh.
I'm a Jewish.
A Jewist.
All of a sudden, you're a Jewish woman. Oh,
I'm a
Jewist.
I'm a Jewish princess.
A Jewist.
Oh, a Jew.
I'm a horny little Jewish princess with a brand new nose who knows where it goes.
what was the last movie you saw in a movie?
I do. I was trying to think. I do believe it was one of the Saw movies.
Nope. I bet I remember True Grit.
True Grit.
True Grit.
I still haven't
seen Coen Brothers. True Grit. Because you went and saw that, and Flame said that he hated it and was falling asleep. And
that
I
was
about,
the last movie I went
I about
saw.
Unfriended him in real life. If you could do that. If they had a button. I was like you said to whoever that was that said they didn't like W.C. Davis. You said, I can't be your friend anymore.
Oh, Clark.
Because he hated Walking Dead and was talking how it was.
I didn't say that. I just I said, I don't know you anymore.
Oh, yeah. I don't know you anymore. Yeah. It's basically
which is kind
the same
of
thing.
True. That dude
he never comes
out,
around.
So,
yeah.
What was the last thing you saw, Seth?
In the movie. Children of Terra Firma. Sorry.
Yeah, that actually was the last movie that I've seen.
I'm reminding both you guys your last movie you
the
saw.
The movie that Seth was in.
And what was your last
you
movie in the theater? Was
The last movie I saw in the theater.
Die Hard 4?
Jaws.
Deliverance.
No, I went to the Dollar Dollar 50 theater.
Dollar
50. And I saw fucking Cabin in the Woods for like the fifth time.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
I wonder
if it's on Netflix yet.
Don't ask me to talk about
it.
I'll just ruin the only good things about it. Don't ever say anything about that.
That's what I've heard about that movie. Don't ask anything about anything.
Maybe we can find a financier for this idea, but I want to open up a movie theater. It doesn't have to be big, just a room. In the middle of the woods. Right, and show midnight horror movies.
That would be fucking awesome.
Midnight
in the
horror
middle of the woods.
Like
do you give
Fonda?
Them like a safe tram ride home, or just let them shit themselves in the woods?
You got to walk out.
Is it okay?
There is an outhouse.
What?
Is it okay if I don't count Children of Terror Firma?
What was the last real movie?
Because I
kind of
had
what
to go see that.
It was a screening.
Like, it was fun, but
it was a screening. No one wants to watch themselves on film.
Yeah, it was
not really.
I hated that part a lot. But
last movie you paid to watch.
The last movie I paid to watch was I don't know. I saw Batman Return or the newest
Batman
one.
Returns.
Rises.
Batman Returns a lot again.
Yeah. Batman all over again. Jesus
Batman
Christ, we're doing
the sleep
this again.
Apnea.
Oh, wait a minute.
I saw that and The Candidate like within days of each other, and I can't remember.
Was that
better than The Manchurian Candidate?
No.
I just had an epiphany and realized that I misspoke, and I have been to the movies since then on a gift card, but I did go to the movies. Rum Diaries, I guess I saw.
Oh, wow.
Okay. How was that?
Yeah, it was boring enough that I forgot that I saw it. I like Johnny Depp, but it was my wife's choice. No offense to her, but I was like, I could have picked five better movies that were in that theater.
You could have picked five better Hunter S. Thompson books to write a movie about.
Exactly.
What was the last movie you saw on a gift card?
That would have to be a rental. shit. I have
back
no
when those
idea.
Existed?
Drumline.
Yeah. I had a Nick Cannon movie fest.
Nick Cannon and Nick Cage. One of those guys going to do a movie.
Jesus.
We better really
Nick
stop
Cage.
Now. We've gone another 10 minutes of talking just complete nonsense. Well, thanks.
I just started that
never,
randomly.
That was excellent. Nothing at least he brought one topic. Yeah.
Nothing he can do will ever apologize for The Wicker Man.
Or that Moon something with Sean Penn.
The original Wicker Man is also not great.
Well, at least if you're going to remake a movie, just, you know, don't
star Nicolas Cage in it.
Don't outshine it.
Yeah.
How can you really have a movie about making a wicker trace?
And that topic will be covered on our next episode. Thanks for listening, you guys. Thanks to Josh and Seth for being here, you guys. Appreciate you coming out. And happy Monday, everybody. We'll see you on Hump Day. And we'll have you guys begin back when I can talk properly, which is not tonight. Go out and see some comedy shows. Divorced?
I have not.
Oh, I thought he said, have you ever been divorced?
Divorced.
I said, yeah, but I've never been married, so that's weird.
I'll talk about horses next.
Divorced.
All right. Rock on.
Hello, this is
Gary Murphy
from
Gary Murphy.
Amazon.com has some amazing deals, and you can help support the TagCast podcast by going to their site, TagCastPodcast.com, and click on your Amazon link on the top of their page.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
TagCastPodcast.com.